Joining me quickly is our buddy Daniel Greenfield. Daniel, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
I wanted to talk to you about this very disturbing report today, this article you've just released. Biden takes Blind Sheikh's terror group off the terror list. I mean, we've got terrorists pouring over the border. We have them casing George W.'s house, the former president. We have another group of them that are not associated with that story that have been come over the border. We've got too many to name and talk about. And while this is all going on, Biden is making nice with a terror group tied to the Blind Sheikh's, compadres. Remind everybody who he is, what's his group, why is he taking them off the terror list?
Well, for those who remember the original bombing of the World Trade Center, that was done by terrorists associated with the so-called Blind Sheikh, who was later put on trial, but they had much grander plans. There were going to be attacks on the Statue of Liberty, various landmarks. There was a plan to drown people within the Hudson Tunnel, which is a tunnel that goes under the water off Manhattan. So they had very grandiose plans even before September 11th. Now, the key thing to know, though, is that actually they were affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood. When the Muslim Brotherhood took over during Obama's Arab Spring, they came along with them. They formed their own political party. The Obama administration actually invited some of their leaders to come to America, even though Jamia Islamiyah was itself still on the terror list. Now Biden is taking them off the terror list. And again, the Biden administration is a rerun of the Obama administration, except worse. So they are positioning themselves for another Arab Spring. They want to do the same thing again, bring the Muslim Brotherhood, other jihadists to power in Egypt and across the region. And this is clearing the ground to make that happen, because this terror group that actually targeted America, that was the original plotters against the World Trade Center, they became an Islamist political party in Egypt. They were banned after the Egyptian military struck back against their leadership. But now there's a push to legalize them again. And the United States, rather the Biden administration, will once again back an Islamist takeover of Egypt. That's the end game here.
So you're saying the bottom line here is they're going to see the full Islamist takeover of Egypt.
That's their endgame, not just Egypt, but the entire region. If you recall, this was really the pivotal event that helped create ISIS and made it so big and so dangerous, because suddenly you had all these Islamists and they had state power, they had extended networks, and they were wielding this vast resources, financial and political. If this happens again, we can see something far worse than ISIS on an even bigger scale.
So what are you predicting? What do you think?
Well, the question is whether Biden and the Democrats are going to be able to stay in power. If they stay in power, then yes, I think this is pretty clearly something that they are going to pursue. Right now, though, there are just too many crises that are dividing and weakening the White House and its attention. So they're not able to do all the things that Obama was able to do, just because of things like the economic situation, the war in Ukraine, so on and so forth. So, you know, as bad as a lot of what's going on around the world is, the good news is it's tying their hands. They can only do so many things at the same time. They can only do so much damage at any one time. So to the extent that the Biden administration is being distracted, they're not able to focus all their attention, but removing Jamia Islamiyah from the terrorist is again a sign that they are preparing to do things in that department, and we should be aware of that and be on the lookout.
And of course, what does this mean for Israel?
Obviously, this is very bad news, because Egypt is right there next to Israel. It's bad news for America also, because again, they control access to the Suez Canal. If you have Islamists taking power in Egypt, getting together with Iran, the fuel situation would be pretty bad. We're seeing extreme gas prices now. It could be much worse.
DanielGreenfield.org, DanielGreenfield.org. Thank you, Daniel, for the quick report tonight.
Thank you, as always.
You'll find his article over at frontpagemag.com as well, frontpagemag.com. Don't forget to support us. Look at all the guests we had tonight, folks. I've been here at the news desk since 6 o'clock. Started out with Daryl Scott, whose daughter was tragically killed in Columbine Massacre in 1999. We've had Neil McCabe, Todd Benzman, Dr. Judy, Daniel Greenfield, Colonel John Mills. I mean, we're giving you a lot of stuff, and you'd have to pay for it. But will you support us? Please go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66, promo code B66. You can also visit my store for emergency freeze-dried food and other resources, and register for my 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. All the details right there, WVWTVstore.com. It will sell out. Get registered. Take care.